Blog Talk Radio.
Speak for me, and may the work I've done speak for me, Lord, when I'm resting in my grave. There nothing can be said. May the work I've done speak for me. May the work I've done speak for me. Yeah, may the work I've done speak for me. Oh, oh, when I'm resting in my grave, that nothing can be said. Yeah, may the work I've done speak for me. Ooh, oh, may the service I give speak for me. And may the service I give may speak for me. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, when the best I try to live all of my mistakes, my God, He will forgive. Yeah, may the service that I give, oh, my Lord, speak for me. Yeah, may the work I've done speak for me. Yes, may the work I've done speak for me. Oh, Lord, when I'm going to rest one of these old days, rest my all of my labor, when I'm resting in my grave. Hey, oh, Lord, there's nothing that can be said. May the work I've done, oh Lord, may speak for me. Oh Lord, you know the work that I've done. It seems so small. Oh, Lord, sometimes, Lord, it seems like nothing at all. Oh, Lord, but when I stand before my God, I want to hear him say, my child, well done. Yeah, may the work I've done, oh Lord, may the work I've done, yeah, may the work I've done, Lord, may speak for me. Oh, Lord, may it speak for me. This is a song I used to sing a long time ago. when I was a little girl, I heard this song and this resonated so well in my spirit when I felt like I was doing the best I could. I mean, I was 8 years old. Amen, amen. When I felt in my spirit it was time for me to give my life to the Lord. Amen, amen. I gave my life to the Lord. Amen. I was baptized at the age of 8. Amen, amen, amen. And as I read and as I grew and read and learn more about the people of the Bible, you know, how they all, you know, how David had a calling on his life, Samson, all the young people that had a calling on their life, you know, as I heard about and read about and all of their stories and all, it made me understand, amen, that God had a calling on my life. And I remember when I was when I heard this song and how it resonated so well, and the words just lifted off in my heart, and I just knew that this is a part of my life, and I began to sing this song. Oh, I tell you, I sang the song, I mean, and even today at 71 years old, amen, amen, I can thank the Lord, amen, that he heard my feeble cry, amen. But the song goes like, when the storm of life raging, and by me, when the storm of life raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me, yeah, like a ship, just like a ship out on the sea, thou rule wind and water, stand by me, oh Lord. Oh, Lord, I would tell him, in the midst of faults and failures, stand by me. In the midst of, so many faults and failures. Hey, Lord, stand by me. Oh, Lord. Hey, when I'm done, the best came. See, that's what God wants from us. He wants our best. Oh, Lord. Oh, and my friends. Lord, my little children. Oh, and my next door neighbor. Lord, they don't seem to understand. Thou know. I'm glad about it. Oh, he knows. God knows. There ain't no law all about it. So stand by me. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, 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 I'll tell the Lord, there's a little young girl, I said, Lord, Lord, when I'm growing, oh, Lord, I look at my grandmother, my great-grandmother and great-grandfather, I said, I may get old, and feeble than by me. Yeah, Lord, now I've got old. I'm getting up in age, and I can look back over my life, and I can say, Lord, when I'm growing, you're old. Oh, Lord, Lord, I might get feeble. Oh, Lord, Lord, in my life, Lord, my life becomes a burden. Oh, tell the Lord, Lord, I don't want to be. Lord, you know I don't want to be nobody. I don't want to be nobody's burden. You are my lily. Oh, of the valley, Lord. Lord, Lord, Spain. Oh, Lord. Stand by me. I don't know about you even. Oh, I need the Lord. I need the Lord. I need the Lord. Lord, come on. You ain't never failed me yet. I read in your word that you won't leave me and you won't fail me. I can depend on you. I can depend on him too. Stand by. Stand by me. Me. Yes. Yay. Good evening. Good evening, good evening, good evening. You are listening to Just Show Up, Outreach Ministries. Amen, amen, amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Coming to you, amen, amen. I am yours truly, Evangelist Davy Alford, along with my husband, Minister L.C. Alford. Amen, amen, amen. Just Show Up Outreach Ministry is reaching out. Amen, reaching out. Amen, reaching out. Hallelujah. To the lost. Yes, yeah, to the lost. Yes. Outcast. Hurting. My son. Lonely. Hallelujah. Oppressed. Depressed, whatever the situation may be, whatever the situation may be, amen, amen, we're reaching out as Jesus did, amen, as Jesus did for the Samaritan woman. Jesus said, I must need go to Samaria. He knew that there was a need. He knew that there was a need, amen. There's a need today. Somebody is going through. My God, they don't know. They don't know. My God, they don't know that there is a Jesus. They don't know that there is a Messiah. They don't know. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They're feeling lost. They're feeling outcast, undeserving, such a low estate. Amen. They don't know. They don't understand. They don't have to go through all of this. All they got to do is hallelujah, is to learn, is get to know this Jesus. Get to know Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We come, amen, offering, hallelujah, love as Jesus did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, prayer, deep prayer. Oh, let us search our hearts today. Hallelujah. Reading on today. Reading, we was reading today, me and the children reading today about a young man that didn't understand. He didn't know hallelujah, that he was dealing with all of these different emotions. He didn't realize what was going on, what was holding him back, amen, made him feel so unworthy that he turned to drugs and just threw his little life away, began to throw his life away. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. But his mother's prayers, his mother's agonizing prayers, amen, she didn't give up on her son. And one day he returned. Amen, amen, amen. We don't have to feel that we are unloved by family, friends, peers, whoever it may be. All we need to do is do like the Samaritan woman. Amen, amen. Drink of that water. Drink of that living water. Jesus wants to give us that living water. He wants to fill us with his Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And after she received Jesus, hallelujah, if you read John, the fourth chapter, it'll tell you that she went running through the town, telling everybody she met, come see a man. And that's what we want to do today. We want to encourage somebody. Hallelujah. To go running through the town, running through the city, run around the world, through the hills and the mountains, telling somebody, come see a man. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Now we are going to be favored with Minister Alford. He's going to come to you. We're going to have what God has laid on his heart. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Good evening, Rob. All these prayer warriors. I just want to say that it's good to be sharing words with another new year. God has blessed us to go through 23. Now we are on our way to 24. If you please, I would just like to share a few verses tonight, taken from the 49th verse of Division Zone. Let us start around that 15th verse of the 49th. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Receive me, but not thy, but thy of when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dies, there is nothing away. His glory shall not deceive after him. So while he lives, he blesses his soul, and men will praise thee. And when thou doest well to thyself, he shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like a beast that pants. Father, Lord, we thank you for seeing it, for blessing me, Lord, to share these few words. And I thank God for the voice and that I was able to share these words. And now, please, I would just like to give the service back into the hands of my beloved wife. Let's see, man.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the reading of the word, oh Father God. We thank you, oh dear God. Oh God, your word, oh God, unfailing word, oh God. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord God, as we come together, oh Father God. We come together, oh Father God, to share you, God. Oh God, we want, oh God, we want, oh God, let everyone know that we know the name Jesus. Hallelujah. Your word says, oh, my God, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We come together, oh, God. Oh, God, to let you know, oh, God, that we love you, Lord God. We love Jesus, and we are grateful, oh, God, for what, oh, God, you have done through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for Jesus, oh Father God, coming in human form, oh Father God. Oh, suffering in such a way, loving and giving and sharing and blessing in such a way. Oh God, that we, oh God, your creation, oh Father God, will know how, oh God, to love, oh God. Oh God, to give, to share. Oh God, forgive, oh God, one another, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Oh God, the scripture said that, oh God, that we should come and encourage one another till we all come into the unity of the faith, oh God. We come together, oh Father God, because we love you, Lord, and we want to encourage one another. Oh God, these blessings, oh God, I ask them on each family, oh God, that has come, oh Father God, to be a part of this service on today. Lord, we love you. Oh God, you come in the midst. We welcome your Holy Spirit. Oh, we welcome, we welcome Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Come in, oh God. Bless us and fill us, oh God. We thank you that you brought us, oh God, this far. We're into another year, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Help us to be a better people, oh God. Help us to be a better witness for you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, magnify your blessings in us, oh Father God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, some dying woman, girl or boy, man, oh God, can see that there is a Messiah, a reality in serving, a living, and a true God. We love you, Father God, and we thank you for each and every one. Hallelujah. 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 We love you. We love you alone, yeah, we love you alone, we love you alone, we love you, we love you. Everybody say, amen. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to delve right on into the children's corner.
Hallelujah.
And amen. We're going to delve right on into the children's corner. Amen, amen. Sister Peggy's on the line.
Are you there, Sister Zadie?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
This is Sister June. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Glad to hear all of you. Yes, ma'am. Sister Peggy Barnes, we're going to ask you to come, and we're going to ask you to pray and bless our children as they come forth. Amen.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, God, we thank you for a new day, Lord. Hallelujah, that you kept us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know, Lord. You know, oh, God. You know who we're going through in our lives, oh, God. You know our children, oh, God. We, hallelujah, we bless them today, oh, God. We ask you to put your arms around them, oh, God, and protect them from the enemy, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, they got, hallelujah, tender hearts, oh, God. They got tender hearts, oh, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God that you would instill in them, Lord. Hallelujah. How to worship and how to praise you, oh God. and how to stand fast. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We ask you to bless them in a special way, Lord. Lord, the children all over the world, Lord. Our prayer line children, oh God. Hallelujah, the children all over the world, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Oh, God, protect them, oh God. Oh, God, put your arms around them, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you to bless them in a special way, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our entire prayer line tonight, oh God. Bless your people, Lord. Bless your people, oh God. Oh, God, bless the leaders of this prayer line tonight, oh God. Oh, God, bless Sister Alfred and her husband, Lord. Touch them right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know what they're going through, Lord. And you know that they love you, oh, God. They love you with all their hearts and their soul, oh, God. And their minds, oh, God. We ask you to bless them and keep them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you to bless, Lord. They're sick on the prayer line tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, bless this. Hallelujah, the cancer patients, oh, God. Oh, this. Hallelujah, the cancer. The cancer just going racket, oh, God. But you know, Lord, you in control, Lord. That you bless, Lord. That you keep them, oh, God. Keep them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look there in that hospital in South Carolina right now, Lord, and touch my sister, Lord. Oh, God, touch her right now, oh, God. Oh, God, let her recover, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for letting her surgery go, Lord. Hallelujah. Everything went well, Lord. And we ask you to let her recover, Lord. Bless her children, Lord. And touch them, oh, God. Let them know one day they're going to need God in their lives, oh, God. Touch them, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, they don't know, Lord. But we ask you to bless them in a special way, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord. And we give up to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I just have a little praise I want to sing. A couple of little verses. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Because he woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. Yeah. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Because he woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. Yeah. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. He got a right to praise. You have a right to praise him. You ought to praise the Lord. You got a right to praise him. You ought to praise the Lord. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Because he woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. Yeah. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Lord. That's all, Miss Sadie. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God.
Thank
you.
That don't mean to the children. And we're going to ask who have. Oh, Z-Squad can't wait to announce themselves. Who else do we have? Do we have anyone else?
Praise God. How are you, Sister Zayden?
I'm doing fine, Mother. Yes, Mother, we're going in the children's corner right now. We're going to come back to the adults in a minute.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to
know that
I was listening.
Yes, ma'am, I hear that beautiful voice. Who else do we have in the children's corner? Do we have anyone else? All right, we're going to move. Who's going to have come first? What's your name?
Zadie Smith.
Zadie Smith, what you going to bring up, present to us today?
I'm going to be reading and singing.
Reading and singing? Of course.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the whole of life. Your hand is glory, shine. Now reveal in you our Christ. Oh, what a name it is. What a beautiful name it is. Oh, Jesus, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want nothing without us. Oh, Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was great.
Thank you, Lord.
Separate us now. What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Death could not hold you. The silence of the heavens are roaring. For you have.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Y'all give it up for Zaylee. Amen. She was reading her words on the computer, and some of the words got lost on the computer for her. Amen. Who do we have next? Who do we have next? Going to sing for us?
Yes.
You're going to sing? Tell us who you are.
Zaylee.
Open up your mouth and speak.
Zaylee.
Come for it.
Thank you, Lord.
Just a light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Just a light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Just a light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. If you where I go, let it shine. If you where Oh, I'm gonna let it shine. I'ma stop my feet and I'ma clap my hands and shout. I'ma run around and I'ma touch the ground and shout. Love of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This love of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Who do we have next?
Zaylee, I'm going to be reading the page.
What is your topic?
I am the good shepherd.
Yeah. My God.
What does a shepherd do for the things? He keeps them safe, and he leads them food and water. Sheep are not cleanness or smartest animals. They do not pay attention to where they are, and will walk right into danger. They will get lost without the shepherd's help. So who do you think the sheep are in this verse? Yes, it's us. We are like those lost, dirty, not so smart sheep who need to be found clean of our sin and guided to safety. This is what our good shepherd Jesus does for us. He comes after us, guides us, and cleans us. He is the only good shepherd who is able to clean us from all our sin and protect us from the dangers and temptation of this world. But what did he mean when he said lay down his life for the sheep? Because this is the most important part. Romans 5-8 says, but God shows his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep because we cannot take care of ourselves. Jesus knows that if he doesn't protect us, we will die because of our sins. Romans 6-23 says, ourselves, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. You see someone as has to die for sin, it should be us, but our good shepherd laid down his life for you instead.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I am the good shepherd, she said. I am the good shepherd. And what? He said, the good shepherd down his life for his sheep. Amen. And her scripture came from John 10:11. Amen, amen, amen. Isn't that wonderful? 7 years old, Zaylee Smith. Amen. Part of the Z Squad. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Who do we have next?
Zaylon Harrell, 11 years old, in sixth grade. I'm going to be reading. God brought us together many years ago in friendship seed that began to grow strength and courage like the roots from a tree. Begin the change we could not see each day getting brighter with more to gain. Always and forever, we get through life's pains. Our fate and friendship has kept us strong. A friendship to continue forever long. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Harold, Zaylon Harold. Amen. Master of the Z Squad. Amen. Amen. Who we have next?
Zaya Smith.
Zaya, come forward, Zaya.
I'm going to be singing and singing. God sent his son. They call him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. See, grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds a future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face a certain days because he lives. Because he lives, there is tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And then one day, I'll cross the river, I'll find life's fight, no war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory and I'll know he reigns. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. 'Cause I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Now I'm going to be reading a page. I'm going to be reading I Am the Bread of Life. We know that Jesus is God and that he loves us so much that he died for our sins. But what else do we know about him? In John, the 6th chapter, the 35th verse, Jesus is talking to a crowd who had just fed the day before with fish and bread. When they asked about the bread, Jesus tells them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." When Jesus said he is the bread of life, he means that he wants to fill up our empty hearts. Without Jesus, we could go hungry. We may have food in our belly, but spiritually, we will have nothing without him. We can read our Bibles, pray, go to church, and serve others all we want, but all of that is pointless without Jesus. It is Jesus that makes going to church, praying, reading our Bibles, and serving others have any meaning. Jesus, the bread of life, fills us up for all eternity. When we do one thing, he tells us what this one thing is. In verse 29, the crowd asks what God wanted them to do. And Jesus says, "This is the only word God wants to believe in the one he has sent." Who is the one that God has sent? Jesus, of course. God wants you, when we believe that Jesus is God, come to earth to die in our place for my sin. He fills us up with the bread of life. He gives meaning to everything we do and lets us live forever in heaven with him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, nah, 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 nah. We're going to go back to the corn. Amen. Amen. We thank God for the Z Squad. Amen. Amen. We just thank God. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother Z Squad, we thank God for our children. Amen. We're going to go back to the cone. Amen. And we're going to ask if there are any more young people, is there any more youth on the line that would like to come forward at this time? Is there any more?
The London Brothers.
The London Brothers. Oh, announce yourself and come forth with your presentation. Amen, amen, and amen.
My name is Keyshawn London, from Texas, and I'm going to be singing a song for you guys today.
Amen. Praise God.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You thought I was, hallelujah, glory to the God who changed my life forever, forever, forever. Because I'm free, because I'm whole, and I will tell everyone I know. Hallelujah, glory be to God forever, 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 forever. Because I am free, because I am whole, because I tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving, so you told and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you came me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know. Amen.
Amen. Man, praise God. He thought, oh, my God, I was worth saving. My God, my God. Who do we have next? Thank you, Brother Keyshawn London. Come forward. Announce yourself.
You have Kenari London. I'm going to be reading about I Am the Light of the World. Have you ever been in a very dark room where you couldn't even see your own hand in front of your face? You have to be very careful moving around because you may run into something or hurt yourself. It is almost impossible to tell where you are going. That is what it is like when you are living in a spiritual darkness and choosing to sin instead of following Jesus. We are blind to see what is right and wrong. What did Jesus mean when he called himself the light of the world? He is saying he is the only one that can light up our lives and lead us out of darkness. What darkness do you face? The darkness we face is not the darkness that comes when the sun goes down. The darkness that Jesus lights up and leads us out of is our own sin. This is the most important thing to know. In all our lives, Jesus Christ is the light that leads us out of the darkness of our sin. There is obviously no darkness, no sin in God. If we choose to be in the dark and sin, we cannot be walking in God. In the light, doing right things, when we choose to be in the light, Jesus cleanses us from all of our darkness and sin. He did this by dying on the cross for us. All we have to do is follow Jesus in the light. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but these children are preaching the word. They are teaching the word of God. Amen. Amen. No preaching, no apostle can say anymore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To make the statement of Jesus being, amen, the light, the shepherd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No clearer. Amen. 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 Thank you, London Brook. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we have any more youth on the line? Will there be another youth on the line? Amen. And we're going to move right along then. If we don't have any more youth on the line, amen. Amen. We're going to go, Mother Wynn, are you on the line?
Yes,
Mother Wynn?
I'm here.
Ma'am, Mother Wynn, I want you to come forth and say a prayer over the children and make your presentation. Amen.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for loving us, God, when we didn't know how to love ourselves. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come, Lord. Oh, your will be done in us, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for this day, God, in the name of you. Bless us to come together, Lord, with the children, Lord God, going forth, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Out of the mouth of babes come perfect praise. And Lord, I thank you for these children, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, they're letting themselves be used for your glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless them in a special way, God. We thank you. We praise you, God. Thank you for my sister Zeta, God. Oh, my God, taking time out, God, to work with them in the name of Jesus. You told us, God, hallelujah, train them up in the way they should go when they get old, God. If they depart, they'll come back, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to be obedient to their parent. Be obedient, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and you'll give them long life. Lord, thank you in the name of Jesus. You said disobedient children, the days would be shortened. But Lord, thank you for these precious children, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, coming forth, God, and giving you praise and thanking you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, bless, oh, God, everyone that's on this line today. Thank you, Lord, from the beginning, Lord God, up until now, God. Thank you for the scripture being read, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for everyone that came, Lord, in the name to be a part. You told us, God, in the name of Jesus. Don't forget the, don't forsake and assembling of ourselves together, Lord, in the name. We'll help us one to another. We'll strength for one another. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Keep us, Lord, with a mind stayed on you. You'll keep us in perfect peace. And, Lord, in the name of you, we can't stop now. But, oh, no, we don't come too far, God. And we're living so near the end, God. And help us to be ready, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Lord, somebody didn't make it through the day, God. Lord, but I thank you for you let us live. And with all of our service, we owe it to you in the name of Jesus. And we're going to give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. God bless you. I'm just going to read a scripture, and I will be out of the way. And this scripture is coming from Psalms 148. And 11, and it's saying, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maiden, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. That's what the children is doing today. They are praising the name of the Lord. Oh, God, some children is not doing what they're doing, and they will get in trouble. But we thank God for the children today. They are praising God like the scripture tells us to. It says, the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. Yes, it is. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Yes, it is. His glory is above the heaven and the earth. Amen. He's greater than those. He also exalted the horn of his people. Yes, he do. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you. The praise of all his saints, even the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Excuse me, oh, Lord. You know, the children, thank God that the children is not shut out. Amen. They are being included in having their time because of you, Sister Zeta, and that's beautiful. You know, when they grow up, they're going to remember this, believe it or not. Children don't forget. When children, what you put in them as young children, they don't forget it. Somehow, in some way, it flashes back in their mind and their thoughts about what they did when they were young. So this is the greatest thing that we could be doing is teaching the children how to worship and praise God. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless
amen,
you. Can
amen.
You hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Mother. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. The children say amen. The children say amen.
Amen.
They say, can't hear you.
Amen.
Amen. London brothers say amen.
Amen. Bless your children.
Amen. We have one kind of pouting because she didn't get a chance to read what she wanted to read. Amen. One someone else read her part, and she wants to play another little part. So come on, we're not going to hinder you from come on and make yourself happy. As long as you're doing something for the Lord.
Amen.
I had decided to follow Jesus. I had decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
So no one follow. Still I will follow. Don't no one join me, and I will follow.
No one join me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, and the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross the world behind me. Not turning back, not turning back.
No turning back. amen. So we hope she's satisfied now. She's the baby of the bunch. And you know how the baby is. That's all right. We're going to move right on. We want to move expeditiously. Amen. And we want to know now, who are the other adults that we have on the corn that would like to make a presentation? Amen. We thank God for all of our silent listeners. Oh, you just make our day. Amen. You bless us with just your presence, and we love you for that. Amen. Now, who do we have that would like to make a presentation at this time?
Sister Regina.
Mother Regina. Will there be another?
Praise the Lord, Sister Vivian.
Oh, Minister Vivian. Mm-hmm. Amen. Will there be another?
Sister June.
Mother June. Okay, come forward, Mother Virginia, Mother Vivian, Minister Vivian, and then Mother June.
Praise God.
Good evening. And, I was listening at the children. I praise God for the children. Praise God for Sister Zadie for, you know, taking the time and putting them on, because they really come in strong every week. And I thank the Lord for them.
Amen.
And tonight, I would be reading a little, and then I want to say a prayer. That shine in the new year, embracing your inner light, allowing you to shine brightly for those struggling in the shadow of self-doubt and negativity. When faced with challenges and setbacks, do you remind yourself of your inherited value as a child of God? As you strengthen your sense of self, you become better equipped to share that light with others who may need encouragement and support. And it says, the scripture is coming from 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter and the 5th verse. It says, for you are called children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night, for are of the darkness. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, the 5th verse. And it said, Lord, thank you for creating me in your image and instilling within me your divine light. As I embark on this new year, help me recognize my worth and share your love and light with those around me. And Father God, we thank you this evening. We thank you, Father God, for this day. You brought us through this day, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you for it. We thank you, Father God, for being on the program tonight. We thank you for everyone that's on tonight, that's been on, and the one that's coming on. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Father God, for grace. We thank you for this new year, the first time we on for the new year, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you for keeping us, Father God. Oh, Father God, we need you, and we can't get along without you. We just thank you. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy, Father God. And, Father God, I'm hurting in my side tonight, but, Lord, I'm still, I know you is a healer. And, Father God, I'm just leaning and depending on you. And, Father God, I'm still asking prayers for my grandson. He's getting better. He's getting stronger. But we just want to still keep praying for him. His name is Clarence Smith. And, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for sick and shut in everywhere, bereaved families everywhere. And, Lord, we just thank you. I thank you for my pastor, Reverend Mark Gordon. I thank you for his family and our whole Terrace Creek Church family, Father God. Lord, we just thank you. I thank you for my individual family, Father God. Lord, we love you, we need you, and we can't get along without you. We just thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we love you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it all. Amen.
Amen, amen. Come forward, Mother. Oh, thank you, Mother Regina.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, I'm just delighted over hearing the children, how they are progressing and making good progress. And I pray that they are doing the same thing in their classes. Praise God. And I just pray God blessings up on them continuously as they grow in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. Jesus, he answers prayer. He answers prayer. He answers prayer. Jesus, he answers prayer. And Father, as we go before you tonight, God, we know, God, as we lay our prayers and all our requests at your feet, God, we believe and know that you can do anything but fail. We believe, God, that you will answer, God, when we call upon you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that, Lord, children will learn to call upon you when they have the least little thing going on, God. They'll just thank you, the God, that you're a healer. They'll just thank you, God, that you hear them. They'll just thank you, God, that, Father God, you provide for them. Oh, Father, we just thank, I believe they will thank you, God, for your love toward them. Oh, Father God, I pray, God, they'll just thank you, Father God, for making them in your own image, God. I believe, God, they'll thank you, Lord God, for helping them in every area of their lives. Father God, I just believe these children gonna thank and praise you, oh God, for how you kept them, oh God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. God, oh God, as they have read tonight, God, and Lord, shared who you be to them, God, be more, God, than they can ever ask or think. And Lord, I give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor tonight. And God, that they'll say one day, He's all I need. Amen.
Yes. Hey. And come forward, Mother. Thank you, Mother, Minister Vivian.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Well, are you well, Mother?
All right. Well, just a word. First of all, I want to commend you, Sister Zadie, and to the children, and to the parents, and all of the pastor, everybody who came on your line tonight. But I want to leave one thought that not only for adults, but for the children especially. As you grow, I ask you and commend you to listen to the gospel, to read the gospel, to discuss the gospel of God with your parents. Now, there's one word that I want to leave for the children and for the adults, which many of you know, whether you're a child or whether you're an adult. But that is the word rapture. Hallelujah. And it means in the Bible to be caught up. And I want you to remember this, children, that one day, hallelujah, whether you live or not, one day God is going to come and rapture you. I take you up to be with him in his heavenly home. Amen. He wants to show us what heaven is like. Amen. So we can look forward to that. Hallelujah. Let the Lord, in while you're living now, hallelujah, prepare you. Live right. Love right. Hallelujah. Obey right. In the name of Jesus. Remember the catching away or catching up to heaven. One day, God is going to catch you up. Hallelujah. And if you're already deceased, if you've already died, you will be caught up. Hallelujah. And then if you're still alive, you'll be caught up. And so we just praise God that he has saved us. Many of us are saved. Some of us have not maybe received Christ, but we must pray and go deeper into our relationship with Jesus Christ, who is also known as Yeshua. So bless you, children. Hallelujah. Love your friends. Love those who may not seem to be your friends. Obey your parents and keep on studying the word of God. Hallelujah. Hey, thank you, Jesus. We love you, and we thank the Lord for Sister Zadie and Sister Vivian and all the adults as well as the children who were on this line. Hallelujah. Remember, we'll be caught up one day to go to heaven, hallelujah, if you obey the Lord and if you've given your heart to Jesus, which another name for Jesus is Yeshua. So thank you very much, Sister Zadie, for this opportunity. Bless all of the children and adults on this line and your husband, Sister Zadie. Tell him hello. Amen and amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mother. Amen, amen. Everybody here said they're getting what? Rapture ready? All right now. Rapture ready. Amen.
All right.
Thank you, Mother. Amen, amen. Now we're going to move on. We're going to ask if there's anyone else that would like to come forward at this time. Is there anyone else that would like to come forward at this time? This is your time. This is your time to come forth if you would like to. Amen. Amen. I want to be ready when you call my name. I want to be ready when you call my name. I want to be ready. Oh, I want to be ready. I want to be ready when you call my name. I want to be ready when you call my name. I want to be ready when you call my name. Oh, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready when you call my name. Oh, I live right. I'll be ready. If I live right, oh, I'll be ready. Yes, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready when you call my name. Oh, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready when you call my name. I want to be ready. How about you? I want to be ready. I want to be ready when you call my name. If I live right, I'll be ready. If I live right, no, I'll be ready. Yeah, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. Yeah, I want to be ready when you call my name. Yes, if I pray right, oh, I'll be ready. If I pray right, yeah, I'll be ready. Yeah, I want to be ready. Oh, Lord, I want to be ready. Yeah, I want to be ready when you call my name. I don't know about you, but I want to be ready when you call my name. I want to be ready when you call my name. Yeah, yeah. I want to be ready. Yeah. I want to be ready. Yeah. I want to be ready when he calls. One day he's gonna call. One day he's gonna call. Yeah, yeah. He's gonna call my name. Yeah, yeah. I heard him say today that he is the good shepherd. Oh, he wants to lead us into the right path. He wants to lead. He wants to lead us. I heard him say that he is the light of the world. Yes. He wants to walk in the light. Yeah. He wants to guide us. He wants to guide us. Oh, that we walk in the light. There is no cause of stumbling. Oh, he called my name. I want to be walking in the light. Walking in the light. Oh, yeah, I want to be ready.
I want to be ready. Oh, I want to be ready when you call my name. Every now and then now, I begin to tell the Lord. I ask the Lord, I say, search me, Lord. Search me, Lord. Shine your light from heaven on my soul. Oh, I find anything that shouldn't be. Take it out, straighten me. I want to be right. I want to be saved, Lord. I want to be whole. Yeah. Ooh, I say, search me, Lord. Search me, Lord. Tell I turn your light from a heaviness on my soul. Oh, Lord, if anything that shouldn't be, Lord, take it out. This is a good time to tell him, take it out, oh Lord, straighten me. I wanna be right. I wanna be saved, Lord. I wanna be whole. And Lord, you know all about me, Lord. You know where I go. You know where I belong. Lord, 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 Lord. Yeah, you know, Lord, all about me. Search me, cleanse me, make me whole. Search me, Lord. Anybody want to help me say, search me, Lord. Ask the Lord. Search me, Lord. Ask the Lord. Search me, Lord. Come search me, Lord. Search me, Lord. Ask the Lord. Search me, Lord. Search me, Lord. Yeah. Ask the Lord. Shine your light from heaven on my soul. Oh, Lord, if you find anything that shouldn't be, Lord, take it out. Take it out. The Bible said, humble yourself. Humble yourself. Oh, I'm not on this journey. If we don't humble ourselves, he will humble us. I want to humble myself. Ask the Lord, take it out. Lord, take it out and straighten me. I want to be right. Anybody want to be right?
Oh, yes.
I want to be saved. Hey, hey, oh, Lord. I got to be whole.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready when he called my name. I want to be ready when he called my name. I heard mother say, oh, we don't know, but he's coming back. He's coming back for a church. He's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. He's coming back. He said it. And I believe that he said in John, the 14th chapter, he said, if I go, I'll come again. I'll receive.
receive you unto myself. Where I am, there you shall be also. I'm waiting. I'm looking. I really do want to be ready. This is a time, saints. If you don't know the Lord right now, if you know that you know that you know that you're not ready, oh, this is a good time. 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 Oh, give it all over to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. Give Jesus your heart. A long time ago, I wrote a song that said it. Give Jesus your heart. Give Jesus your heart. He'll give you a brand new life. I'm a witness that he will. If you give Jesus your heart, he'll give you a brand new life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that all my shine, all that has transpired on today. Father, we thank you for just coming in your service. We thank you for just coming in, God. Hallelujah, taking over your service, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. I pray, God, that each and every one that came, oh, God, came expecting you, God. Hallelujah, oh, God. Oh, and I pray that each and every one, oh, God, received you, God, because you were surely in this service on today. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we praise you for each and every one, oh, Father God. Oh, God, oh, God. We can't say enough, oh, God, about how you are blessing our young children, oh, Father God. And we're just continuing to just ask you to continue to just filtrate their voice, the Lord. Let everything that be said, oh, Father God, just let it resonate in their little voice, of God. Oh, God, let them be inspired by our elders, oh, Father God, who has come all down through these years, oh, God, these generations, oh, Father God, who have come down, oh, Father God, oh, God, through hard trials and tribulations up to this point, oh, God, and who are still able, oh, Father God, to testify that they may hear, oh, God, that they may hear and know that you are living, a true and a living God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for each and every one, oh, God. Bless their homes, oh, God. Bless, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, who've been on this journey a long time, God. Oh, God, oh, God. Feel like some, oh, God, feel like, oh, God, that their work has been very small indeed, oh, Father God. Oh, but God, let them know, Father God, that their labor, oh, God, and you are not in vain. It's not in vain, oh, God. Oh, God, feel their little hearts, oh, God. Feel their hearts, oh, God, our mothers and our fathers who have paved the way, oh, God, for us, oh, God. Oh, God, strengthen them and encourage them to always know, God, that you are with them, and you will not go back on your word. You promise to be with them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. No matter what the enemy whisper in their ear, we know he's sitting. Hallelujah, he's standing. He's proudly trying to see whom he can defy. Oh, God, he's whispering in our mothers and fathers' ears, oh, Father God, in their older days, that they get older and begin to get a little weary and feeble, oh, God. He's whispering in the ears, oh, God. But let them know that he's still the same liar and the father of lies that he was in the beginning. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, let them know the blood still works. The blood still works. And it will never lose its power. Let them be encouraged, God. Let every senior, oh, God, every mother of father, let them be encouraged, oh, Father God, when the devil's shining, when they know that they have done the best, they'll give the best of their service, God. Oh, God, telling the world that the Savior is come. Heaven, be not dismayed, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For you do, you got, oh, my shine, God, you understand. Hallelujah, it's a privilege, it's just a joy, it's a peace to know that you understand. We have an understanding, Father. He understands, oh, God, he understands Lord, we thank you that you understand, Father. We can just tell you all about it, oh, Father God. We get, oh, God, to the point where we don't have to cry all the time no more. We can just start singing. When the tears begin to roll in sadness, we can just look at them and say, Lord, I know you understand. Lord, you understand. And you promise, God, and we are holding you to your word. Hallelujah, we can sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So many of us, oh, God, are going through physical ailments, oh, Father God. Oh, God, we have stood the best we could. We have done the best we could in the service of the Lord. And we don't understand some of the things that have coming up on us, oh, Father God. But you didn't say that we would understand everything. But you just told us that, oh, God, to have courage, to be faithful unto death. Oh, and that's what we are doing, God. Hallelujah, God, hallelujah. We thank you, dear God, for the old patriarchs, oh, God, that you, oh, God, placed in our lives, that we were all able to glean from them, oh, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for, hallelujah, we thank you for Joseph, oh, God, and his trials that he went through, God. We thank you, Lord God. Because Joseph, oh, God, he was faithful, Lord God, no matter what he went through. Hallelujah, we can be faithful, God. Because, God, Job was faithful, no matter what he went through, we can remain faithful. Lord, and we thank you for that opportunity just to know your will, just to know your word, oh, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. We thank you for David, oh, God, the apple of your eye, God. Hallelujah, out of all the things that he did, oh, Father God, he loves you with a pure heart, oh, God. And one day, hallelujah, he got it right. Hallelujah, he learned how to release it all, release it all over to you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we are learning today. We are learning day by day. Hallelujah, how to release it all to you. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. And amen and amen. Tomorrow evening, I don't think Minister Vivian is going to be on tomorrow evening, but we'll be back next week. Everybody love on one another. So God bless us to meet again. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Good night. Love you all.
I want to give a question.
Okay. Oh, come on. Come on, my sister Peggy.
I want to say that my sister had 2 months, about 2 months ago, she had a mastectomy. She had the breast surgery. She had the cancer. And they wanted to take one off. And then she said, well, no, take both of them off. So when she got both of them off, it was cancer. Both of them was cancer. And then it went back and found a spot on her lung that it hadn't went in her slit nose. And she just had her surgery yesterday, and she's doing well. I just want to let you know she's doing well. So let's keep her in the prayers that God would bless her to recover and heal and come home.
Hey,
thank you, everybody.
Praise the Lord. Everybody praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Everybody have cancer is not always going, is not always on to death. And we just want to
die
for that praise report, my sister. Love you.
Yes.
Love you all.
Love you.
Y'all be blessed. Like I said, next Saturday and next Friday night, I'm sure that Melissa Janice will be on her line. Amen. I love you all. And Happy New Year. This is the first time we say Happy New Year to each other. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Good night. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Night.